the first day of school at Southern Illinois University. So who better to talk to about issues facing the university than SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
First day of school indeed, Jennifer. It's exciting.
There's certainly a buzz on campus. It's always good to see the students and faculty
Absolutely.
Returning.
And traffic was a little heavier this morning, we'll note.
Take a little extra time on your morning commute, right? I wonder if we could start just with how things look for the fall semester. All eyes are looking at enrollment, as we have been for so many years. How are things going to look this semester, do you think?
Well, I will say as a preface that we had a very good and smooth move-in weekend. We actually had the first group of students coming in on Thursday. That's after a few early move-ins the day before. And things went very well. I think by the end of Friday, we had a very high percentage in. The weather was beautiful. A lot of activities going on as part of the weeks of welcome that we do. So all of that aspect worked very well, and many thanks to our student affairs folks for what they did to pull that off. And the weather helped, of course. Now, we'll be looking at enrollment over these next couple of weeks. We have to report out official numbers at 10 days, which for us will be September 8th. I anticipate at this point, and it's too early to say for sure, I anticipate we're going to be down some. How much that will be, we're still taking a look right now. Obviously, we've got some students yet to enroll, particularly graduate students are typically somewhat late to the game. We may pick up a few internationals. But in the press here around Carbondale, we've had some wild figures that had been reported, I think leaked to the press to some degree. On the numbers that will be down. That's not going to be the case. I expect some drop, but right now it's probably a bit too early to predict until we get some of these other variables taken care of. So as we get through this first week, we'll have a better sense and then report those out, as I say, on the 8th of September. So a little bit, I think, we're going to lose, but I don't think you're going to see this precipitous drop that has been reported over the past few days.
You mentioned to the Board of Trustees earlier this summer that there was a big drop in summer enrollment.
Yes.
But that it was okay with you on a monetary sense. Can you explain that?
Well, and a little bit of this holds true for fall as well. So there was an intentional approach to the summer of 15 to do some things that actually pulled back enrollment. If you think about flying on a plane, you can sit next to an individual and have a very different fare that's paid for that same trip. We had some of that same thing going on with our summer enrollment. It's the case that, as you would well imagine, we do have a number of students who come for summer session who aren't paying at all. So we tried to rebalance the offering of courses to ensure that we were putting up just enough courses to build the enrollment that we would make the revenue that we needed, and we were able to do that this year. In fact, I've got some figures I'll be sharing with the board soon to show that we were actually profitable here for summer, even though it did cause us to pull back on some numbers of sections of classes that may have just had a very few students in them. So to some degree, I look at fall the same way, where summer was this rebalancing, if you will, for purpose of ensuring that we didn't go in the red. We had a little bit of this same thing going on for fall, not necessarily pulling back in numbers of sections, but one of the things that causes us to likely have a little less enrollment is that we made some decisions on the certain students to enroll. And I'll get into that a little bit more once we see the final count here in September. But we actually pulled back on some enrollments of students, particularly what we would refer to as provisional students, heading into the summer to try to control enrollment a little bit, manage that a little bit better. So that was part of our driver here. But yes, enrollment management is not just solely about trying to scoop up as many students as you can without concern or attention to these other issues. And in the case of summer, looking at making sure we made money. In the case of fall, trying to push on that quality profile of student coming in a little bit.
But still
making sure we're an access institution at SIU Carbondale.
Sure, and that helps, of course, retention, keeping those students in classes.
You are absolutely correct.
There have been people who have told me that this fall The enrollment number will include the summer enrollment as well. And there are some people saying, well, that's to hide the fact that the university is losing students. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so you always get gossip like that going on, or people who don't know what they're talking about, and that would be the case in this instance. IPEDS, which is a federal project that tells us how we count these students, would allow us to pick up certain students in the summer as part of the first-time freshman count if they're coming to us in the fall in that way. So it's really just ensuring, in the past actually we did it incorrectly, that if we had a student coming in for a summer course who could have been counted as a first-time freshman, we didn't pick them up on that fall count. We've now corrected that to ensure that we are following the federal rules, if you will, in making sure we get every student identified who can be counted, if you will, under the federal guidelines.
Unfortunately, we run out of time.
As always.
All the questions answered. I encourage people to go to wsiunews.org, where we'll have an extended interview and talk about a few more of those issues.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.